Good morning.
大家早安。
I bumped something. I have something weird on the computer. Well, a couple of remarks to begin.
首先我要说明一下。
You know what today is?
你们知道今天是什么日子吗？
I had forgotten until on my way over here this morning.
我都觉得，几乎要忘记了，一直到我来，这里的时候，路上才想起。
And if I had remembered, I might have preached a different sermon.
如果我记得的话，我可能会讲另外一个题目的讲道。
Today is the day of Pentecost.
今天是那个五旬节。
It's when the Holy Spirit first came upon God's people, back in Acts chapter 2.
就是在《使徒行传》第二章所记载的圣灵降临在使徒很多人身上。
It fulfilled the promise of Jesus, and the church was born that day.
这也就是耶稣的应许实现了，教会因此而诞生。
Holy Spirit is the person of the Godhead by whom we are able to do everything that God calls us to do.
圣灵是三位一体的，真神的一位位格。我们靠着圣灵，我们才能够去做一切神要我们做的事情。
So, in a sense, this is an appropriate sermon today for the day of Pentecost.
但从某种角度上来看，今天的讲道主题也与五旬节非常这个相切合。
It's because of the Holy Spirit's presence in our lives that we are able to connect with the Father and to pray.
因为圣灵在每一位信徒的心里，所以我们能够跟天父相连接，我们可以沟通。
So anyway, it's appropriate today we wish each other a happy birthday.
所以今天是的讲到也是十分切合情景的，
So happy birthday.
教会生日快乐。
Second thing in preference remark, when I was preparing this sermon, it reminded me that next week is Father's Day.
第二点，当我在准备这篇讲道的时候，我就想到了下个星期天是父亲节。
And again, I wasn't thinking about that when I chose to preach on this.
当我在准备讲这个主题的时候，我并没有想到是父亲节。
But because the first line of the Lord's Prayer is Our Father,
因为我们祷告的这个对象就是我们的天父。
again, the Holy Spirit, I think, helped me to choose this for that purpose.
我相信圣灵帮助我选择这个主题，是有神的旨意。
So, fathers, a week early, happy Father's Day.
所以预先祝大家父亲节快乐，下礼拜父亲节。
Let's see if I can figure out how to work this. There we go. My original question as I thought about preaching this sermon today was, why do you pray?
我在想准备讲这篇道的时候，我最初的问题就是说，你为什么要祷告呢？
But as I thought about it and as I began to work through the sermon, I thought the better question to ask is, do you pray?
当我在准备这篇讲道，我读了很多经文以后，我觉得更好的一个问题是说，你祷告吗？
I don't know if you can read these statistics very well or not, but I will read them to you just in case.
我不知道你们是不是能够看到这些统计数字，但我来给大家读一下。
So, this was from a 2023 Pew study that was done. It was published in the Deseret News in Salt Lake City, Utah.
这是2023年，皮丘调查，在那个犹他州的盐湖城所做的。
And basically, what it said was that the average Christian prays an average of 18 minutes per day.
基本上他指出来，一般的基督徒平均来讲，每天祷告大概花18分钟。
And what they focus on when they pray is primarily for loved ones or for people or friends who are sick.
这些基督徒祷告所专注的，就是他们的朋友，他们在遇到危机中的其所爱的人，在危机中还有生病的人。
When I first read that, I thought, not too bad.
我当第一次读到这个时候，我心里想，这还算不错的。
I would have thought it was lower than that.
我可能期望觉得说，可能大家祷告的比这个还少。
And sure enough, as I dug a little bit further into the statistical research, I found out that a 2024 Barna study says that it's not quite that good.
然而，当我进一步的去发掘一些调查资料的时候，我发现，在2024年巴纳研究，显示的结果却并不是这样。
Barna found that only 5 minutes a day is what the average pastor prays.
巴纳研究的结果指出，是牧师，一般的牧师平均每天花5分钟祷告。
And the average Christian only spends 1 minute a day praying.
然而一般的基督徒、平信徒每天大概只花1分钟的时间来祷告。
Now, likely the truth is somewhere in between that.
很有可能的，事实的真相可能是在这两者之间，两种数字统计之间。
But regardless of how much it is, it's a shame that we don't recognize the incredible blessing that it is to connect with God.
不论统计数字如何说，这个是让我们觉得很羞愧的是，我们好像并没有认识到，这个神的应许就是给我们，让我们能够祷告是多么的宝贵。
I don't know if you remember or not. But I preached on this topic 7.5 years ago.
我不知道你们是否记得，事实上我在7年半以前也给你们讲过一篇道，就是讲祷告。
I won't ask how many of you remember that sermon.
我不会问你们当中有多少人还记得那篇讲道的内容。
But I would like you to think a minute, is my prayer life deeper today than it was 7.5 years ago?
然而，我们可以想一想。我自己的祷告生活跟7年半以前相比，是不是有更深进呢？
So I want to look at the Lord's Prayer as a model for us as believers.
我今天想要借着主导文的内容，就是好像是，也就是一个祷告的典范，我们祷告的一个典范，我们来看一看。
I don't know what you call this in Chinese.
主导，The Lord's Prayer，
Okay.
我不知道中文叫什么，我
But
们知
in
道是主导文，主。
In essence, though, it's not really the Lord's Prayer, it's the disciples' prayer.
然而，在本质上，这并不是主的祷告内容，而是要门徒的祷告。
It's the prayer that Jesus gave to us as a model on how we should approach our Heavenly Father in prayer.
主导文事实上是主耶稣给他的门徒来示范一下，我们应当如何来祷告，像
And if you read the context, you find out that Jesus, in essence, is commanding us 4 times before he even begins the prayer that this is the way we should pray.
如果我们从上下文来仔细看，我们就会发现，耶稣在介绍这个祷告典范之前，他是命令我们要祷告四次命令我们。
The first 3 times he says, and when you pray,
然后有3次，他说：“当你们祷告的时候。”
He's basically assuming that we already know that that's a commandment.
所以这好像就是主耶稣的，事实上就是已经认为，我们知道这是祷告是一个命令。
And the fourth time, it is a command.
第4次他又讲是祷告，那是一个命令。
He says, pray this way.
他说你们要这样说，这样祷告。
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that we pray. These specific words.
然而，这并不是说我们一定要很切确的逐字来照主导文来祷告。
But it doesn't mean you can't pray those words. It doesn't exclude us from praying those specific words.
然而并也并没有禁止我们，就是说用主导文的内容来祷告。
But it's not magic.
然而这并不是一个神奇的祷告。
In some churches, they think that if they pray this prayer, that in some way it absolves them from sin and enables them to do what they want.
有一些教会认为，他们只要照着主导文来祷告，就能够让他们远离罪恶。
That's not true.
这并不正确。
This is a gateway into the presence of God.
事实上，这就好像是一扇门，引导我们来到神的面前。
So there are seven petitions in this prayer. Seven specific requests that we're supposed to make.
在主导文的内容当中有7项要求是我们会会提出来的。
The first three revolve around God's glory.
前面3项都是以神的荣耀为中心。
And that shows us that it's extremely important that we recognize that this is a relational prayer, that we are entering into the presence of God to know Him.
这是非常重要的，我们必须要知道，我们祷告是基于我们跟神的关系，我们可以来到神的面前。
You stay for Sunday school, we'll go into this in more detail.
待会儿在主日学的时候，我会跟大家进一步阐述这个关系性的祷告。
But it's not just relational, it's also, I put down here real because it involves us and our needs as well.
第二部分呢，就是真实的祷告。所谓的真实呢，就是说，这牵扯到我们的需要。
And the Lord helps us to focus on what those specific needs are.
这些话语帮助我们能够专注上我们的需要是什么。
So what I want to do over the next few minutes is to go through this and talk about it in the way that I pray the Lord's Prayer.
接下来呢，我想跟大家讲一下我是如何来用这用主导文的内容来祷告。
Okay, first we're going to look at those relational petitions for God's glory.
我们先来看一看是关于就是关系性的祷告，是为了神的荣耀。
So Jesus tells us that we're supposed to pray our Father.
主耶稣教导我们说，我们应该向天父来祷告。
And when I think about praying this, as I'm praying, I focus on what fatherhood is.
当我们祷告的时候，我就专注到，我们的天父是怎样的一位神。
And not just what it is, but how important it is.
这也就是对，这非常重要的。
And with Father's Day coming next week, it's a good time to focus on it a little bit.
因为下个礼拜就是父亲节，所以我们更可以专注在这个父亲。
So, how important is a father in an earthly sense?
我们世上的父亲，肉身的父亲有多么重要呢？
Well, I looked this up also, and I found that people in general, but especially children who grow up without a father, have a lot of problems.
我看到一些研究的结果是关于一些孩子们，他们从小成长没有父亲，所发生的情形。
They have lower educational performance. They have lower life expectancy. They have lower job security. They have poor health.
基本上来讲，他们的教育，成就比较低，预期寿命也比较低，工作保障，这个健康都比较差。
They have higher rates of depression. They have higher numbers of divorces. And they are more involved in substance abuse.
他们有较高的几率会得到忧郁症，离婚率也比较高，也比较可能会滥用药物。
And specifically, just to read a few of these, 90% of homelessness, people who are homeless don't have fathers.
我就给大家简单的读一下，像90%的流浪者、无家可归的人，他们是没有父亲的。
85% of youth in prison don't have fathers.
在狱中的青年的罪犯有85%也是没有父亲的。
71% of school dropouts.
75%从学校里辍学的也是无父
120%
的孩子。
of abuse victims.
120%的这个虐待的受害者也是没有父亲。
63% of youth suicides.
年轻人自杀当中63%的人是没有父亲。
And seven times more out of wedlock pregnancies.
另外，未婚而怀孕的这个比例，没有父亲的孩子是一般人的7倍。
I mean, it's really incredible that what causes our society to crumble a lot of times is the fact that the fathers are not present or available to their children.
所以，缺席的父亲，家庭中没有父亲，对社会的成本是何等的巨大。
There's good news and bad news in that.
这里面有好消息，也有坏消息。
The bad news is obvious. There's a lot of problems.
坏的消息就是很明显的，因为父亲缺席，就有很多的问题产生。
And there's also bad news in the fact that people who don't have fathers don't necessarily know how to relate to God as father. They don't necessarily know how to relate to God because they don't have a father.
这个坏消息当中还有一个坏消息，就是这些没有父亲的人，他们也不知道怎么样让自己能够认识我们的天父，成为天父的孩子。
The good news is that God is willing to and offers himself to all people as Father.
好消息却是我们的天上的父他愿意提供自己做每一个人的父亲。
I'm so incredibly thankful when I think about the fact that God has adopted me. I am his son.
我们是真的是有说不出来的感激，神竟然愿意领养我，让我成为神的儿女。
And all the things that have been missing in people's lives, to one degree or another, the privilege, the healing, the direction is available to us through God as our Father.
所以人们生活中很多欠缺却很重要的例如引导的医治等，都是可以从天父那里得到。
I am very hard to translate for.
I just miss. I don't have a good memory.
I'll try to keep it a little shorter. But when I think about who God is, I mean, I focus on the fact that he is my father.
我就会祷告的时候会专注到，天父是我的父亲。
I focus on the way he provides for me and for my family.
我会专注在，天父如何供应我和我的家庭的需要。
I focus on his mercy and his grace.
我专注在他的怜悯，他的恩典。
And while I don't like it, I thank him for his discipline.
虽然我不喜欢，但我还是感谢神来常常管教我。
Because I know that even in discipline, God's love is showing through and pointing me in the direction I should go.
当神管教我的时候，我知道，这是神在表现他对我的爱，让我走在当走的方向。
And as we focus on God's character, on his mighty works,
我会专注在神的属性、品格，还有他这个大能的作为。
we grow into a deeper relationship with him.
我们与神的关系，我们 focus 专注在这些方面，我们与神的关系就会更为深入。
And that's the purpose for which we were created.
这也就是神创造我们的一个目的。
And so when I pray our Father in heaven, that's what I'm focusing on.
所以，当我祷告我们在天上的父的时候，我的焦点是在这些。
But it's not just our Father, it's our Father.
然而，天父不只是我们的父亲，我们的父，他更是我们的父亲。
Sometimes in evangelical Christianity, we focus just on me and God.
我们基督徒，我们常常只专注在神跟我之间。
But it's more than that. It's me and all of my brothers and sisters as well.
然而，事实上是远超过这个的，是关于神和我和每一位弟兄，所有的弟兄姐妹们。
Just like we have broken relationship with our fathers on earth, we also sometimes have broken relationships with our siblings.
就像我们在世上的家庭，有的时候我们跟父亲的关系不好是破碎的，我们有时候也跟我们的兄弟姐妹的关系是破碎的。
So as I pray this prayer, I focus in on my brothers and sisters as well, and I thank God for them, even when sometimes I'm not so thankful.
所以当我在照主导文祷告的时候，我也专注在我们跟弟兄姐妹之间的关系。虽然有的时候我跟他们的关系并不好，但是我还是要为神而感谢我弟兄姐妹。
And in just a moment, we're going to focus in more on that as we begin our petitions for our own selves.
待会儿我们会提到我们为我们需要来祈求祷告的时候，我还会提关于这一点，我还会再提到。
Let's go ahead. So, the petitions that we've done for our relationship with God focus around who He is and who we are in relationship to Him.
在讲到我们这种因关系性的祷告，来专注在这个神是怎样的一位神，还有我们在跟神的关系。
The third one, third part of that relationship with prayer is Hallowed be your name.
第三部分我们讲到这个关系性的祷告的时候，我们能看到说，要尊你的名为圣。
We're not talking just about a name, by the way.
Can see.
It's not just that we focus on his name.
这并不是指着说我们只是专注在神的名。
We're focusing on his character of who he is as an entirety.
我们所专注的是神是怎样的一位神，他全部的属性，他的全部，他的性，他的品格。
In English, I don't know how it is in Chinese, but the word hallowed in English is a word that really doesn't translate well into modern vocabulary.
在英文当中，尊你的名为圣这个字 hallow，在现代的语言当中，并没有翻译得很好，是很难翻译的。我不知道中文大家我们翻译成为是 holy。
Yeah, holy is usually the way that we would try to translate that, but it's more.
Yeah，其实这里的原文所指的圣这个字的意思是比我们想的圣洁是更广泛的，超越这个圣洁的。
And we're not only focusing now on who God is, but telling that to other people as well.
我们不只是专注在神是怎样一位圣洁的神，我们也要告诉别人。
So when we begin to pray this prayer, when I begin to pray this prayer, I not only focus on God's attributes and his deeds, but I pray that those might be known among all people.
所以，我照主导文祷告的时候，我会专注在神的属性，但是我也会，想到说，这些神的这些奇妙的属性，应该让所有的人都知道认识。
And in a sense, this becomes a missionary prayer.
所以从某方面的意义而言的话，这也是一种有宣教性的祷告。
Jesus tells us in the Gospels that we should pray for workers to be sent into the harvest.
主耶稣在福音书里面说，我们应该差派工人到这个禾场上去收割庄稼。
But as I pray this prayer, I think, how can I be better myself involved in bringing the glory of God's name to the people in my circle of influence?
所以，当我在照这样祷告的时候，我就会想到说，我如何能够在我的生活圈里面影响，把人们带进神的荣耀。
So it's important for us as we think through this on, what is it that God is calling me to do to make his glory known?
所以对我来讲，这是很重要的，就是神如何呼召我，让我，我应该如何做，是他的荣耀彰显为众人所知。
God also, Jesus also tells us we're to pray for God's kingdom to come.
主耶稣也教导我们说要祷告，让神的国降临。
I don't know about you, but if Jesus came and established his kingdom tomorrow, it couldn't be too soon.
我不知道你怎么想的，但是对我来讲，如果耶稣明天就来，就在地上建立一个王国，可能是太快了吧。
And I pray for that to happen.
我祷告，希望神的国降临，这能够成就。
But the concept of praying for God's kingdom is not just for Christ's return.
然而我们祷告你的国降临这个概念，并不只是为了耶稣再来。
A kingdom is a place where a king reigns.
国度，主要就是耶稣的王国，主要是说有一个国王在那里掌权。
So, as we pray, Father, your kingdom come, we're praying that he would establish his reign in places where we see all this brokenness that we talked about earlier.
当我们祷告你的国降临的时候，我们是希望看见耶稣能够掌权在现在世界上很多破碎的地方，在那边掌
But
权。
there's a second part to this, your kingdom come.
关于你的国降临，还有第二方面的含义，
It's your will be done.
那就是你的旨意成就，愿你的旨意成就。
In Hebrew poetry and mindset, oftentimes they will put two concepts parallel to each other to emphasize the other.
在希伯来文当中，他们的诗歌体常常会把一个同样的概念用平行的方式来互相衬托，另外一个。
So, in a sense, rather than this being two separate parts of one, it's actually everything coming together to see, we want your will to be done here, in other words, your kingdom, in the same way that it is in heaven.
所以这看起来好像是两部分。你的国降临，你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。事实上，这是二为一，就是希望看见神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So we can pray for incredible things to happen because everything's done perfectly in heaven.
所以我们可以为一些非常不可思议的事情我们可以祈求不可思议的奇妙的事情来祷告，因为这些奇妙的事情的确在天上发生。
So when I pray for someone who's sick, is there sickness in heaven? No.
当我为生病的朋友祷告的时候，我们想一想，天上有没有疾病呢？没有。
So I pray that this person will be healed in the same way that they will be healed ultimately.
所以我为这个生病的人祷告，希望他能够得医治，就像他能够得到最高的医治。
Now that doesn't mean that we're always going to see perfect healing in this world. We will not always see everyone we pray for healed.
当然我们并不是每一次为生病的人祷告，他们都得痊愈。
But as we pray and as we trust God, we will begin to see His power manifest in increasingly greater amounts.
然而，我们祷告的时候，我们就会看见，神的能力会不断的越来越明显的彰显出来。
And that holds true for peace as well, that there be an absence of war.
同样的也是我们要为和平来祷告。
And that holds true for forgiveness, that we would all forgive.
也是要为饶恕，来祷告，让我们都能够能够原谅，被饶恕。
If you want to know how to pray this part of the prayer, go to Revelation chapter 21 and read it.
如果你想知道如何这个祷告神的国降临和神的旨意行在地上，我们可以去参看启示录21章。
John 14, Jesus said, "The works that I do, you, God's people, will do also."
在约翰福音14章里面，主耶稣说："我所做的事情，你们也要
And he says, "Even greater works than these you will do, because I go to the Father."
做。"耶稣甚至说："你们所做的事情，甚至要做更大的事情，因为我要往父那里
So maybe we should try it, right?
去。"所以，也许我们应该试着这样祷告。
So we've now covered the prayers of petitions for God's glory to be manifest.
现在我们以上所讲的都是关于祈求神的荣耀，这有3点。
The next four petitions go rather quickly.
下面呢是关于这个四个祈求的话，我们会比较快速的讲过去。
And I think largely because we already know in our hearts these are things that we need and we want.
因为我们心里已经知道这些是我们心里所想要的，我们所需要的。
So Jesus says we can start out and we can pray, give us this day our daily bread.
所以耶稣说，我们可以从这个开始，今日的饮食赐给我们。
And in this country, we don't really necessarily have to pray for our daily bread, do we?
我们在美国，我们好像并不是很必要为每日的粮食所祈求。
I don't see this in the Chinese congregation as much as I do in American congregations, but most Americans could use a little less daily bread.
我在这个中国教会里面，不如在美国教会里面所看见。我看很多美国信徒，他们似乎可以少用每日饮食，可以少用一点。
But the word for daily is, it could actually be translated better, needful.
其实这个每日的饮食啊，其实这个每日其实更好的翻译是说我们所需要的。
And it's not just for bread, it's for our needs in general.
不只是我们所需要的粮食，是我们所有的需要。
And so as we pray for our daily bread, we're asking God to meet the needs that we have in a way that glorifies him.
所以当我们为每日的粮食祷告的时候，其实我们就是为我们所有的需要，我们每天的需要来祷告，如何能够荣耀神。
And as I pray this prayer, I reflect on the fact God has blessed me with so much. I say, Lord, make me a blessing. Help me to be generous in the way that you are.
当我在祷告赐我日用的饮食的时候，我想到神对我是这样的慷慨，我如何能够像神一样，也能够把这个慷慨祝福带给别人？
So he goes from telling us we should pray, give us, to forgive us.
所以我们就说赐给我们，可以祷告成为这个。给谁？
So basically, what he's saying is that we need to ask God to wash away our sins.
我们在祈求以后，第二个的祈求就是赦免我们的罪，这是只说我们是要祈求神除去我们的罪。
But isn't that what God has already done for us in Jesus?
神不是已经借着主耶稣基督除去我们的罪了吗？
So,
赦免我们的罪。
why does he tell us we need to pray for forgiveness when he's already given us forgiveness?
为什么神要我们还是要为赦免来祷告？当我们已经得赦免了。
Well, that's a long, long sermon in and of itself.
这个问题呢，讲起来又是另外一篇很长的讲道。
But I think the reason is because we oftentimes don't recognize that we're carrying sin ourselves.
我想，简单来讲，就是说，我们要承认、看见，我们是不能来承担我们自己的罪。
In other words, we tolerate something that's already been forgiven, so why do we hold on to it?
我们要看见我们里面的罪。如果我们已经被原谅了，我们为什么还要扛着这个罪在心里呢？
And this is an opportunity to examine myself and see, is there something in me that is blocking my relationship with God?
所以对我来讲的这个，赦免我们的罪，就是一个机会，让我们来自我省察，看我们里面还有什么罪是会阻碍了我们跟神的关系。
It's so important that we recognize that our relationship with God isn't based on what God's, well, it is. Let me think, re restate this. God has forgiven us, but our ongoing fellowship with him is going to be dependent on what we do in terms of confession.
就是说，神的确已经赦免我们的罪，但是我们要持续与神相交， 这样就要看我们是不是有持续的要认罪悔改。
And again, this particular petition to be forgiven is connected to the second part of that.
求神赦免我们的罪，跟下面，这个请求跟下面一个请求也是有关的。
Jesus goes on to say that we should pray as we also have forgiven those who have hurt us.
耶稣教导我们祷告，我们也要赦免那些得罪我们的人。
And this is so important that Jesus says in John in verse 15 at the end of the prayer that if you don't forgive others, you will not be forgiven.
这个是非常的重要。虽然我们，所以在这一章的第15节里面，耶稣又说：“你们若不赦免人的过犯。”那天父也必不赦免你们的过犯。
So we can pray, God, give us, God, forgive us. And then finally, we can pray, lead us not into temptation.
所以我们可以祈求神，赐给我们的需要，然后要赦免我们的罪。第3点就是说，也要不要叫我们遇见试探。
The New Living Translation of the English Bible says, don't let us yield to temptation.
新生活版 New Living Edition，是翻译成这样说：我们不要向这个罪恶降服，不是向不要向这个诱惑降服。
And that's true as far as it goes.
这是正确的呀，至少表面上来看。
But the picture here is of God bringing into our lives difficult encounters to refine us and to strengthen us.
在生活的事实当中，我们看见神会让我们在生活中遇到艰难困苦，就是要磨练我们，塑造我们，让我们成为更好的信徒。
The word in the original language for temptation can also be translated testing.
这个试探这个原文在希腊文这个字是也可以，也可以翻译成为试验。
And the picture here is the same event can be seen as Satan tempting us away from God and God testing us to draw us closer.
所以，这个同样的一个事件发生，可以从两方面来看。一方面，撒旦想借着这个事情让我们远离神；但是，另外一方面，我也可以借着这个事情让我们离神更亲近。
And it's perfectly legitimate for us to pray that God would not put us through periods of testing.
所以，这也是非常合理的，让我们这样祷告，求神不要叫我们遇见试探。
When Jesus was praying in the garden the night before he was crucified, he prayed, Father, let this cup depart from me.
当耶稣在被钉十字架的前晚上，在客西马园祷告的时候，他曾经说：“父啊，求你把这个杯挪去。
Jesus knew the pain that was coming, and he didn't want to go through it very bad.
主耶稣知道上十字架的痛苦即将来临，他不是很愿意来经历这一切。
And yet he said, Nevertheless, not what I want, Father, but what you want.
然而，主耶稣又说：“不是照我的意思，乃是照你的意思。
He was willing to go to the cross for us. He was willing to go to the cross for us.
主耶稣是愿意为我们走向十字架。
The last part of this prayer, though, is, but deliver us from the evil one.
这个祷告的最后一部分呢，是说要救我们脱离凶恶。
When we pray for deliverance, sometimes it's not going to go away, but we also add to that, keep us from being pulled away from you, Father.
当我们祷告，求神拯救我们的时候，有时候并不止，只是说让我们远离这些危险凶恶，而是让我们能够离神更亲近。
It's a constant reminder to us of the fact that we are in a spiritual battle every single day.
这就是可以实时的提醒我们，我们是不断的都是要面对这每天生活中都面对属灵的征战。
And as I pray this prayer myself, I say, Lord, make me ready for the battle that's before us. I am your soldier.
当我这样祷告着，祷告这一部分的请求的时候，我说：“主啊，求你使我预备好面对这样属灵的征战，让我成为你的士兵。
And regardless of what happens, we know that Jesus has already won the battle.
不管事情会发生的结果是怎样，但是我们确切的知道，耶稣已经赢得战争的胜利。”
So, what about what we've talked about? The prayer does not end with this. We usually pray for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
主祷文并不是只是停留在这个祈求啊，通常最后我们会说，国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。
Most scholars believe this was a late addition to the original prayer that Jesus gave.
大部分的学者都认为这一段是后来加上去的，就是原先耶稣教导门徒的祷告。
But it's completely legitimate.
但是这也是非常合理的。
Because what it does is it ties this last petition back to the first petition that God would be glorified.
因为这一段祷文就可以把我们最后的一个请求，又连接到第一个请求，就是神得到荣耀，
That his rule and his reign would be established among us.
神的统治会在我们当中建立。
And it's not just for the present time, but it's forever.
不只是现在而已，更是永永远远。
Prayer is not a magic lamp.
祷告并不是像阿拉丁神灯那样。
Come to Sunday school, and we'll talk more about that in a few minutes.
待会儿接下来的主日学，我会再跟大家讨论这个问题。
But the Lord's Prayer, and any time we pray, is a time for us to love and to be loved, a time to confess and to be cleansed, a time to ask and be filled, a time to offer and to be used.
当我们照着主耶稣所教导的模范祷告来祷告的时候，也就是一个时刻，我们是爱与被爱的时刻，也是我们认罪与被洁净的时刻，是我们祈求而且被充满的时刻，也是我们奉献而且被使用的时刻。
May God make us a praying congregation.
愿神帮助我们成为一个祷告的群体会众。
Amen.
Amen.